Welcome to our first Taxation of Salaried Persons, TAX 1501 podcast. My name is Kerry DeHart and I'm the coordinator for all the undergraduate taxation modules. This module is facilitated by a team of lecturers who will be available to support you in any issue that is related to teaching and learning of this module. You're welcome to contact them telephonically or via email. You will find the contact phone number in Tutorial Letter 101. Taxation is something that affects everyone who works, so we hope that you will find this module to be practical and helpful in your everyday environment. The fact that it affects your daily life should also make this module more interesting for you to study. Tax 1501 deals with topics that relate to taxation issues pertaining to persons who receive mainly a salary. We also touch on some other aspects that could relate to the taxation of a person who starts a hobby and it turns into a business. In this podcast, I would like to assist you in getting off to a brilliant start. Let's go through the list of what you will need to be successful in this module. Let's first make sure that you have all your tutorial letters that you need to make a start. Please pause the podcast and gather all the tutorial letters that you have received for Tax 1501. Let's check them together. Have you received Tutorial Letter 101? Tutorial Letter 101 contains specific information about this module, and it is of utmost importance as it contains the content and due dates for assignments. It also contains all the contact details of your lecturers. You should have received this letter in your study pack. Do you have Tutorial Letters 102 and 103? These tutorial letters contain your study guide. As the Income Tax Act has changed every year, we cannot make use of pre-written study guides, and therefore for this module, the study guide will be contained in these two tutorial letters. It is most important that you have Tutorial Letter 102, as you will need it for Assignment 1, so make sure that you have received it. If you have not yet received it, then download it from MyUNISA under the official study material. It will not be necessary to print it out as it guides you through the textbook. At the least, make sure that it is available on your computer screen. It's okay if you've not received Tutorial Letter 103 at the start of your studies, as it follows on from Tutorial Letter 102. Now the last thing that you need is the very latest version of the textbook, Taxation of Individuals Simplified. It is important that you make use of the 2012 edition because tax legislation changes every year when the Minister of Finance gives the budget speech. The textbook is also written late in the year, so might not be available early in the year from bookshops. We will upload some of the chapters electronically so that the availability of the book will not hold you back in your studies. Well, if you have all of these, then you are ready to begin. Don't waste too much time in commencing your studies, as there's lots of exciting and practical things to learn in this module. I would now like to suggest how you can start this module. You may have started already, but then please make note of the following. Start by carefully reading Tutorial Letter 101 and taking note of the important dates, like assignments, on your schedule. Also note that Assignment 1 is compulsory for you to submit in order to gain exam entrance. Assignment 1 and Assignment 2 count 10% towards your final mark. So the completion and submission of these assignments by the due date is an important component of this module. After reading and noting the information in Tutorial Letter 101, proceed to Tutorial Letter 102. This tutorial letter is your teacher, and it will guide you through the sections of the textbook that you need to know and study. There are also examples that you will need to work through to test that you understand the theory. It is important when working through examples that you attempt them on your own, covering up the answer. Then you can compare your attempt with that of the answer. This will give you a good indication of whether you understand what you have learned, or whether you should go over some of the theory again. Please visit this MyUNISA site from time to time. We will be making use of announcements, additional resources, discussion forum, and course contact. You will also be receiving a DVD in the post that will help you work through Assignment 3. We will communicate important information with you through announcements on MyUNISA. You can also chat to fellow students on the discussion forum, and you can email your lecturers with any queries relating to the module through the course contact tab. All your official study material is available on this site for you to download. Please also note that we will from time to time add additional resources for you under the Additional Resources tab. This will include vodcasts or video podcasts later in the semester. You can also submit your assignments electronically through MyUNISA. We are certain that with commitment, persistence, and lots of effort, you will be successful in this module. We are here to support you, and we wish you all the best with your studies in taxation.